Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Every Monday during this half hour, we get a chance to talk to Tim Murtaugh, the director of communications for President Trump's reelection campaign. And Tim is with us today. Good morning to you. I guess I got to start out by asking whether you think this is a week where the impeachment discussion will diminish or increase. I got to believe that this thing's going to wear on people at some point. Like, are you put up or shut up?
Yeah, I don't know what the Democrats are up to. I mean, look, I think you can see how urgent Nancy Pelosi thinks that it is. I mean, she's on the other side of the world now. Mm-hmm. I just heard in your update, she's over in Afghanistan now talking to people about that. But, you know, she's left Adam Schiff in charge here in Washington. And here's a guy. Somebody ought to investigate Adam Schiff. I mean, look, for 2 years for the Russia hoax thing, he told people that he had credible, real evidence in plain sight. He said it all over again. I got him. I got the president. Don't you worry about it, saying we have him colluding with the Russians. Of course, he had nothing. He was completely and totally making that up. And now he's on this Ukraine kick, and he's holding all these hearings in secret, in some kind of secret room in the basement of the Capitol. And nobody, Republicans aren't allowed to have access to it. And nobody knows what's going on there except for their very selective leaks. And the whole thing is a sham. And he wants everyone to trust him again. Oh, this time he's really got the goods. When we can all see for ourselves what was in the phone call that everybody's all jumping up and down about, we've got the transcript. We can see it's completely innocuous. And so this is another witch hunt, as the president likes to say, all over again, dragging the whole country through it, because the Democrats know that they can't beat the president at the ballot box next November. And so they're trying to get him out of office this way. The American people won't stand for it.
Yeah, I think the secrecy thing will offend, even for people who aren't Donald Trump fans, the secrecy element may really offend their sense of what? Fairness. You know?
Yeah. Oh, John, listen to that. At what point does the press corps in Washington start to realize, hey, maybe we should have access to these hearings that are going on in secret?
Well, normally they'd be raising hell over there.
Imagine if this were a Republican Congress, right, holding impeachment hearings of a Democrat president in secret that the press couldn't watch. They couldn't hear the questions being asked. They couldn't hear the actual questions being given. None of this is being done in the public view. And the press corps would rightly be irate about this if Republicans were doing it to a Democrat president. But somehow the press corps has just completely lost its curiosity. It's really remarkable, probably because they're all on the same team as Adam Schiff. They all want to get this president, so they don't care how it's done. And they're just happy to take whatever Schiff, you know, decides to give them.
I hate to say it. I suspect that is the case. We saw a huge rally for President Trump in Dallas this week. Yeah. And I talked to some friends of mine who still live right outside of Dallas, and they said they went, and it was jam-packed.
It was a pack arena. I don't know what the official attendance figure was, but the place seats over 20,000 in the concert setup, which is kind of how we have it configured for those things. And there was more than 20,000 people outside who couldn't get in again. And, you know, it's a big festival atmosphere. So I think approaching 50,000 people showed up. It really, really is remarkable. It was electric, a huge crowd. The president was in fine form. Really feeds off the energy of a crowd like that. And it just puts maybe your friends in Texas. I forgot you had Texas ties. Your friends in Texas can help us put to bed this myth that the Democrats are going to somehow be competitive in Texas. Of course, we hear that every year, but there's no chance that's happening.
Well, what do you think about the dueling rallies? You had a rally here in Newport News, and then you've got AOC endorsing Bernie Sanders, yesterday?
Yeah, I guess it was over the weekend at some point. that's no surprise that AOC would endorse Bernie, and, you know, good for him. That breathes some life into the campaign there. But AOC has never been, like physically present in the campaign, but she has been issue-wise. Mm-hmm. Her issues have always been driving the debate in the entire Democrat primary, not just Bernie's campaign, but everybody is chasing those issues. And so now she finally is formally physically present in the campaign endorsing Bernie. No big surprise. It just further drags the whole field to the left. And, you know, we've always known that things like the Green New Deal and Medicare for All and the lenient, deceitful immigration positions that all these candidates have, all of these things are, you know, AOC seal of approval type issues. And
what do your numbers show in the campaign? I mean, I remember I used to accuse Democrats when I was debating of being the party of socialism, and they would deny it and get very offended that I would even suggest such a thing. Now it seems like they really are embracing it very publicly. Do your numbers show that is a negative for them, or has America changed so much that really is a potential positive this year?
No, it's definitely negative for them. Our numbers definitely show that, particularly when you explain what the issues are that lead you to call it socialism. You know, say somebody is a big government socialist, that's effective and that works. But if you tell them exactly what it will mean for them, like in the case of Medicare for All, if you say, oh, by the way, that might sound nice and pretty, but what it means is that if you have employer-provided health insurance, that's gone. Mm-hmm. You know, if your job provides you your Blue Cross coverage, you can forget about that, and you're being shoved into a government program. Mm-hmm. That's what it means. And people go, oh, my God, that's horrible. Right. So once you explain it fully, it's bad. If you just say socialism, it polls bad. But if you unpack it and explain what's actually in it, it's even worse. Yeah. And so, you know, issue wise, the Democrats are just they're on a sinking ship, and they're drilling holes in the boat.
Now, Elizabeth Warren says she's going to flesh out the details of her health care plan this week. I assume that's going to mean taxes on everybody.
Well, there's only one way to pay for a $30 trillion plan, I would suspect. I mean, so she has been studiously avoiding admitting that it's going to be raising taxes. Everyone has noticed how cagey she's been, and it's so obvious that she's avoiding saying it. Bernie, to his credit, is at least open about it and says, it's actually going to mean a tax on the middle class. Mm-hmm. It's unavoidable, and she's probably going to try to couch it up and say, oh, it's only going to be the rich, which we know isn't possible. You can take every penny from the rich, and it won't cover even a fraction of the tab, right? So it's got to be taxes on everybody, regular people, and that's the only way to pay for it.
Last 20 seconds, Joe Biden, is he still in this thing?
I mean, you know, technically still in it, but, you know, he's leaking money, and that's the big thing. He's not raising any money, none. And he's in fifth place in cash on hand. I think you can officially call him the former front runner, and it's only a matter of time now, I think.
Really interesting. All right, Tim Murtaugh, well, I really appreciated the director of communications for President Trump's reelection campaign. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Yeah. Be careful if Alec Baldwin comes around.
Listen, you're right about that. I'm going to try to avoid him at all costs this week. We'll be back and check on traffic and weather in just a moment. News Radio WRVA.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.